Chapter 17. With Steerforth, and I am sure, as I sat in the dark, thinking of his nice voice, and his fine face, and his easy manner, and his curling hair, I thought it very likely. I heard that Mr. Mell was not a bad sort of fellow, but hadn't a sixpence to bless himself with, and that there was no doubt that old Mrs. Mell, his mother, was as poor as Job. I thought of my breakfast then, and what it sounded like my Charlie. But I was, I am glad to remember, as mute as a mouse about it. The hearing of all this, and a good deal more, outlasted the banquet some time. The greater part of the guests had gone to bed as soon as the eating and drinking were over, and we, who had remained whispering and listening half undressed, at last betook ourselves to bed too. Good night, young Copperfield, said Steerforth. I'll take care of you. You're very kind, I gratefully returned. I am very much obliged to you. You haven't got a sister, have you? Said Steerforth, yawning. No, I answered. That's a pity, said Steerforth. If you had had one, I should think she would have been a pretty, timid, little bright-eyed sort of girl. I should have liked to know her. Good night, young Copperfield. Good night, sir, I replied. I thought of him very much, after I went to bed, and raised myself, I recollect, to look at him, where he lay in the moonlight, with his handsome face turned up, and his head reclining easily on his arm. He was a person of great power in my eyes. That was, of course, the reason of my mind running on him. No veiled future dimly glanced upon him in the moonbeams. There was no shadowy picture of his footsteps in the garden that I dreamed of walking in all night. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.